This is Brian Hansen for KCAW, and it's time for our weekly program on high school sports and activities. Today we welcome Mike Mahoney, Taryn White, Renata Olson, and Kathy Holly of the Mount Edgecombe High School volleyball team, or I should say the state champion Mount Edgecombe High School volleyball team. Congratulations, everybody.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming. Hey, nice picture in the newspaper a week ago. And I want to just run down here for what all that celebration was about on the that we had that a picture in the newspaper here on Region Champs and 3A. Then you go to state two weekends ago in Anchorage, and your route to the championship seemed to be you had Nikiski first, and you beat them 3-0. You take on Valdez next, and it's 3-1. You take on Monroe, you're still in the winner's bracket, you beat them 3-1. Then Monroe comes back through the loser's bracket, and you lose to Monroe in the championship series, 2-3. But that ties you up, 1-1, correct, Coach Mike?
Yep, that's right.
And then what happens after you have to tie up in two, you know, with Monroe at that point in the tournament?
Well, the state championship is now a true double elimination, so it forces what's called the if-necessary game, which is one set to 30 points.
Okay, and let's talk about how that game went, the 30-point game.
Oh, that was an intense set. It was really tight for most of the beginning. Then there was one point we were down 24-19 near the end of the set. So we're 6 points from losing this thing, and the girls really fought back really well and brought back to a deuce game, which is, you know, where both teams are tied and you have to win by two. And we faced two serves where they could have won it. And but then we got the serve back and were able to get on the right side of the deuce game where we were serving for the win. And Renata served for the win, and they tipped the ball out of bounds, and celebrations all around.
Oh, fantastic. Hey, you're down by 5 points in that championship game. Is there a particular play that turned that around to catch up with 5 points? Go ahead, Coach, at this point.
I can't remember any particular play. We just started playing a lot better towards the end there. We started hitting a lot better, and we were playing pretty timid for a little while and hitting the ball into the middle. But when we got down to the end, Kathy hit a ball right in the inside corner there. It must have been 2 inches in. And that put us ahead by one, and then Nada served for the championship point. But I think we just cleaned up our unforced errors and started playing a little bit more aggressively.
Right. Taryn, senior, four-time state all-tourney, best hitter in the tournament this year. Tell us about your confidence going into this state tournament this year.
You know, we've really been fighting for all season long, and we knew, like, from the start, like, that we had a really good chance at the state tournament, so the fact that we just ended on top is a really great feeling.
And did you play up to par in the state tournament? I mean, we were on your game.
Yeah, I think we were. And they said something, there were, like, 42 ties throughout the whole time when we played Monroe in this championship game, so that just proves that, like, it was a hard-fought battle, and we just played our hardest.
Do you feel like Monroe was up to their game, too?
Yeah, they were, for sure.
So it really pushed you, I bet.
Yeah.
You know, Renata, you're also a senior and a two-time state all-tourney team player. Tell me about your confidence going into this tournament.
I knew that going in, there was a lot of tough teams, and we went in, and I was really proud of the way we played throughout the whole tournament. We didn't have our ups and downs, like, we played solid throughout the whole thing, and I was really glad we did that, and it ended right.
And tell the folks out there what your role on the team is again.
I'm the defensive specialist, the libero.
Right. And any performances of the gals you played with that stand out in your mind that we can talk about here today?
Like the teams?
Yeah.
I think that the teams that we played, each one of them, like Valdez and Monroe, they gave us, like, a really tough game. And, like, it made it more like realistic, like a state tournament, like really fighting for each spot. And like it was a lot of fun how we turned out.
Right. The double elimination turned it into a better competitive situation, you think?
Yeah.
That's good to know. Kathy, to tell me about how you felt going into this tournament, what kind of confidence you had and how the team was playing.
I had a lot of confidence in our team because we had been undefeated all year, and I knew we had a good chance. And it's something that we all wanted to work so hard for. And during the state tournament, we played really good as a team. We all played, I think, to the best of our abilities. And I thought it was the best way to end the senior year of volleyball with that game. I wouldn't have had it any other way.
Right. Kathy, you're also a senior and two-time all-tourney team on the state tournament yourself. Is there any other seniors on the team?
Yeah, we have six seniors, and there's, should I say them?
Six underclassmen.
Okay, I'm six underclassmen.
Yeah, give the other seniors a shout-out, if you would.
Okay, so we have Eden Kronk, Angelique Zeller, and Danny Makulioff, and those three.
That's great. Taryn, tell us about the celebration you guys had with the public last Wednesday. How'd that turn out?
It was really nice. There was a lot of people that showed up, and it just felt great seeing everyone proud of us and they're supporting us. They were with us the whole way.
Right. How has it been walking around campus, Renata, after coming back state champions?
It's nice because everybody's like so excited and congratulating us all the time.
Right. What's next for you, Kathy? You have other sports or volleyball next year? Or?
Yeah, we're going to start basketball soon and all three of us play basketball. And hopefully I'll be able to continue volleyball in college.
And Renata, are you going to play next year?
Depending on how my knee surgery goes in March, I might be playing basketball in college.
Ouch, knee surgery. But you toughed it out for this tournament then, huh?
Yeah, I had an ACL bracelet I used the whole season.
Right, and Taryn, you're going to play next year?
Yes, I will. I'm not sure where, but I will.
Okay. Coach, you have six seniors leaving. They've won three of the last four state tournaments. What's up for next year?
We'd like to win another state tournament. That's the goal. We have some really good underclassmen coming up next year. We had some players that really developed this year, and I'm excited to watch them play next year. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to be good.
Right. We talked about this before we went on the air. Renata, you said that you've got a couple weeks off between volleyball and basketball. Is that enough time to get the injuries, you know, repaired and ready to go and the mental attitude ready to go?
I think we get a week off from resting from volleyball, and it, like, helps a lot for us to catch up on sleep and schoolwork and relax. And then we have to start back up preseason, get back in shape for basketball. But it's a good rest.
And Kathy, you've been able to keep up with your schoolwork during all this?
Yes, I have.
All right, well, we really appreciate you guys coming in today, and congratulations. We're so excited for the Mount Edgecombe High School girls volleyball team, state champions again this year. We had Coach Mike Mahoney here, seniors Taryn White, Renata Olson, and Kathy Holly. I'd like to thank them all for coming in. And this has been Brian Hansen for KCAW, bringing you a weekly look at high school sports and activities. And until next time, keep the body and mind active and support high school sports and activities.